It's time for Furry Friends Friday. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. And we're joined by Renee Rush from Alvan Humane Society. How are you, Renee?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So really looking forward to, I wish we could have Buster in the studio, but Buster is the pet of the week for Furry Friends Friday. Tell me a little bit about Buster.
Sure. He's 8 years old, and then he loves toys and definitely squeaky toys and treats. He has been at the shelter for just under 700 days, so he's our longest resident at the moment. So we're really trying to find him either a foster home or a forever home, just to get him out of the shelter life and into a real home, like so he can learn his manners and appropriate home behaviors. Just because he's been in the shelter life for so long that he just would really want to get out and go on his next adventure.
Yeah, he's much like everybody else that wants to get out and go do things. And this is, I think, a good time for someone to adopt an animal because, you know, the family, the kids, everybody's at home. So this is a good time to, like you said, get acclimated and get through some of that training with a dog or a cat. So this is really great. How big of a dog is Buster?
So Buster is a pretty big dog. I don't know exactly his weight and stuff, but that's why he is recommended with no small children, just because he is a big pupper. And then he does prefer to be the only furry friend in the home. And then so also a very generous donor has offered to donate $100 of stuffed squeaky toys to Buster's forever family, just because they know that he loves them so much and wants him to have the best possible forever home.
That's really great. And obviously during this time, you're not open to the public, but people can still set up appointments if they are interested in not only Buster, but any of the animals that you have at the Alvan Humane Society, correct?
Correct. So if you see an animal that you're interested in online, you can send an application either for fostering or adopting, and then call our adoption center at 269-637-5062. To set up an appointment.
Wonderful. And maybe if you want to get a cat or multiple cats and be a cat lady, that's totally acceptable right now.
Yeah, so we are looking for foster homes for cats. We still have probably over 20 at the shelter. I mean, our kennel attendants are doing a great job of loving on each animal, keeping them, giving them food, water, cleaning them, and all that. But they would really love a foster home or forever home at this time.
Now, with obviously you're taking care of a lot of these animals and you're trying to get people to adopt them, even though you're not open to the public, you're also still taking care of all of these animals. Are you in need of donations of any kind, whether it be food or any other items?
Yeah, we are. So we are still looking for donations for either food, cat litter, cleaning supplies is a huge one. At the moment, though, because of the whole coronavirus, we are asking Earth and Furry to all donations to be shipped to us from Chewy, okay, Amazon, etc., just to keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. And one more time, what's the best place to get a hold of you, whether it be for an adoption or if they want to donate or if they want to just give you a call and set something up?
Yeah. Any questions, feel free to call the adoption center at 269-637-5062.
Wonderful. Renee, thank you so much for being a part of Furry Friends Friday today.
Thanks for having us.
Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. Located in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.